Shas Illuminated presents the following shir by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Meseches Nedarim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We are now Be'ezras Hashem up to the Gemara Daf Hei, which begins with the Gemara before and Daf Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara brings down the following memory of Shmuel. Omar Shmuel B'kulan Atshiyoymar Shani Oichaloch Shani Toyamloch. Which the Gemara understands to mean that according to Shmuel, that we learned in our Mishnah, that if someone says, Mudarni Memcha, Mufershani Memcha, Murukhani Memcha, that the halacha is that he is aser, is only if he said, Shani Oichalach or Shani Tayamlach. If he just said, Mudarni Memcha, Mufershani Memcha, Murukhani Memcha, then he is not aser. The Gemara asks that we find in Mufur Shabraisa that by saying, Mudarni Memcha, Mufershani Memcha, Murukhani Memcha, even without saying, Shani Oichalach, Shani Tayamlach, he is still aser. The Gemara goes on to say, "Ela hachi itmar taima da omer shani eichalach shani tayamach huda aser." Avol omer mudarni hemachal imashma da omer aser. My taima mudarni memcha loymish taina badach mashma. Mufreshani memcha loyvinna imcha maso matan mashma. Rochkani memcha loykeimna bedaur ameis delcha mashma. Now to understand how the Gemara answered Shmuel Shita. From the Braisa that we mentioned before, we find three basic mahalchim in the Rishayinim. The Ran answers the Kasha by saying that since now the Gemara understands that Shmuel holds, that one only becomes Aser if one said either Shani Eichelach or Shani Tayimlach, is because Shmuel Shita is the Yadayim She'einan Meichichais Lehavin Yadayim. And therefore Shmuel holds that in order for Yad Veneda to work, one needs a Yad that is Meichiach. For that reason, one can explain that we learned before in the Braisa. That by saying, Modani Memcha, Mufreshani Memcha, Murukhani Memcha, that one is Aser even without saying Shani Eichelach or Shani Tayimlach, is because the Braisa before is going according to the Shita of the Tana that holds that a Yad She'einoi Meichiach is considered a Yad for Nedarim. As we find, the Gemara says that the Shaila, if a Yad Sheni Meichiach is a Yad for a Neder or not, is a Machlokes Tanoim. Shmuel that says that a Yad Sheni Meichiach is not considered a Yad, is going according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that one needs a Yad that is Meichiach. On the other hand, the Braisa before is going according to the sheet of Rabbanon, that understands that a Yad Sheni Meichiach also works for the Parsha of Nedarim. Tesis, on the other hand, in his first teretz, and so too is a sheet of the Rambam, answer the Braisa before according to Shmuel differently. They explain that we learned before in the Braisa, that if someone says, Mudarni Memcha, Mufreshani Memcha, Murukhani Memcha, even without saying Shani Eichelach or Shani Tayimlach, that one is Aser, does not mean that one is Aser Ba'achila with saying, Mudarni Memcha, Mufreshani Memcha, Murukhani Memcha. In order for one to be Aser Ba'achila, one needs to actually say Shani Eichelach or Shani Tayimlach. That the Braisa says before, that Mudarni Memcha itself is a reason to become Aser, is referring to that he is Aser to talk to him. As our Gemara says, Mudarni Memcha lo mishtaina ba'adach mashma. And therefore, even according to Shmuel, that holds that a Yad She'enei Meichiach is not considered a Yad for Nedarim, but as far as Dibur, as far as talking to him, Mudarni Memcha is a Yad HaMeichiach. And even though Mudarni Memcha is not a Yad HaMeichiach as far as Isra Achila, but as far as talking to him, Mudarni Memcha is a Yad HaMeichiach. That is how Tosfos and the Rambam explain the Braisa before according to Shmuel. The Rashba explains the Braisa before with a third Mahalach. The Rashba explains that even if we are to say that the Braisa before holds that a Yad She'enei Meichiach is not considered a Yad as far as Nedarim are concerned. As the Rashba says, one sees in the Gemara Namah Beis that according to Rava understands that there is no Machlokes Tanoim. Rava understands that according to everyone, a Yad She'enei Meichiach is not considered a Yad. That the Braisa says by saying Mudarni Memcha one does become Aser is referring to a case that Mudarni Memcha is a Yad HaMeichiach as far as Isra Achila is concerned. For example, as the Rashba says, that they are Mesarvim Bo'i Le'echo. They are trying to convince him to eat. And therefore, when he says Mudarni Mamcha, obviously he is referring to that they are trying to convince him to eat, and he is saying Mudarni Mamcha, that I will not eat from you. And therefore, since we are talking about a case that they are Masarvim by Lecho, therefore by saying Mudarni Mamcha is a Yad HaMechiach, that he is referring to Achila. And that is the case that the Braisa before is referring to, when the Braisa says that by saying Mudarni Mamcha alone, one becomes the Aser from Achila. That is how the Rashba explains the Braisa before according to Shmuel, and according to Rava, who understands that Lukui Alma Yad Shein Mechiach is not considered a Yad. Now getting back to the Pshat of the Ran, who explains that the Braisa before is going according to Mandamar, who understands that a Yad Shein Mechiach is considered a Yad, one has to understand what was Nischadesh in our Gemara. Again, the Gemara before asked Akasha and Shmuel from the Braisa, Shmuel that says that in order to become Aser, one has to say either Shani Eichelach or Shani Tayimlach. The Gemara asks from that we learned in the Braisa that by saying Mudani Mechamu Fashani Mechamu Rechani Mechal alone, one becomes Aser. How did our Gemara? By saying Avo Omar Mudani Hemechol Mashma Damar Aser, my time Mudani Mechal Wemishtaina Vahadach Mashma, how did that answer the Kasha from the previous Braisa? And so too one has to understand according to the Rashba, who explains that the previous Braisa is referring to a case that they are Masarvim by Lecho, and therefore by saying Mudani Mamcha, there is a Yad HaMechiach that he's referring to Achila. What did our Gemara say differently? That now one has the option of explaining the Braisa before that we are talking about a case of Masarvim by Lecho. So to explain our Gemara both according to the Ran and according to the Rashba, one has to say as follows, that the Gemara before understood that according to Shmuel, if someone says Mudani Mamcha Mufreshani Mamcha Meruchkani Mamcha, that he is not Aser, is not because Shmuel holds that a Yad Sheinim Eichiach is not considered a Yad for Nedarim, but rather, even if Shmuel would understand that a Yad Sheinim Eichiach is considered a Yad for Nedarim, but by saying Mudani Mamcha, it is not a Yad at all. It is not even a Yad Sheinim Eichiach. As the Ran says before in the Haftarah on the base, Dilav Hochi, if he did not say Shani Eichlach or Shani Tayamach, Le Mashma Iser Kval, Vafiwu Yad She'enei Mechiach Le Havei. In other words, by saying Mudani Mimcha, it is not Mashma that he is saying any Iser whatsoever, and therefore it is not even a Yad She'enei Mechiach. That our Gemara says, Avu Omer Mudani Yemach Le Mashma Damar Aser, my time on Mudani Mamcha Lemishtaina Bahadach Mashma. Now our Gemara is being Mechadesh and Mudani Mamcha is Mashma Iser. Just that it is not Mashma, which Iser is referring to? Is he referring to an Iser Achila? Or is he referring to an Iser Dibur? But whatever Iser he is referring to by saying Mudani Mamcha is Mashma Iser. And since Mudani Mamcha is Mashma Iser, for that reason Mudani Mamcha is a Yad She'enai Meichiach. In other words, to be considered a Yad She'enai Meichiach, one needs to say a Lashon which is Mashma Iser. If one does not say a Lashon which is Mashma Iser, then it is not even considered a Yad She'enai Meichiach. And so too one sees in the Rashba. That the Rashba understands that according to our Gemara, one can explain the Braisa before, that the Braisa before is referring to a case of Masarvim by Lecho, and therefore it is a Yad HaMechiach. That when he said Mudani Mamcha, he was referring to Achila. It is only once our Gemara says that when he said Mudani Mamcha, it was a Yad She'enei Mechiach, since his Lashon was Mashma Iser. Only now can we say that his Lashon of Mudani Mamcha, which is a Lashon Shel Iser, is a Yad HaMechiach that he was referring to Achila. According to our Gemara's Havamina, that Mudani Mamcha is not even a Yad Sheni Mechiach, it is not a Yad at all. Since Mudani Mamcha is not a Lashon Shel Iser, then even if it will be Misarvim by Lecho, he still will not be Aser b'Achila. And so too is Mefurish in the Rashba. The Rashba says, Ela ad hashta lehavas al kadaite deshmu mishmedayim sheni mechichas asilei. The Gemara and the Havmin understood that Shmuel's halacha is not based on that we say that a yad sheni mechiach is not a yad, but rather ela mishum doi mashma da omar shum iser. Vafiu shein mechichas lehavion vehokach af b'mesarvim by loy omar kum. That the Rashba understands that if mudan yomucha would not be mashma loshen shel iser and would not be a yad whatsoever, then even mesarvim by lecho will not help. And we do not say that since they are mesarvim by lecho, therefore, mudan yomcha is a yad hameichiach that he is referring to achila, will be explained be'ezos Hashem as we go on in the sugya. But now let's go to the pshat of Tosfos and the Rambam. Tosfos and the Rambam both say that the braisa before that says mudan yomcha is aser, is referring to that he is aser to talk to him. As far as achila is concerned, it is a yad she'ein hameichiach. As far as dibur, it is considered a yad hameichiach. The Rishonim argue on this chiddush of Tosfos and the Rambam for one of two reasons. The Rosh is chilak on the chiddush of Tosfos and the Rambam, as the Rosh says that one cannot possibly say that as far as dibur it is a yad hameichiach, since the Gemara says that according to the Man Domar who holds that a yad shein hameichiach is a yad, then one even becomes aser bana from that. That according to the Mandamar, that Yad Shein Mechiach is a Yad, then one becomes Aser Ba'ana by saying Mudan Yomcha, one sees that Mudan Yomcha is more Mashma Isra Ana from Isra Dibur. That is why the Rosh is Chiluk on the Chiddush of Tosfos and the Rambam. The Ritva is Chiluk for a different reason. The Ritva is Chiluk, as the Ritva says, that Kohani Dover She'im by Mamashu, that in Isra Dibur, and so too the other Yisurim that are mentioned in the Gemara. For example, do I vinne imcha maso matan, and so too do I keimna b'daud ames tilach. All those yisurim are dvarim shein ba mamish, and therefore, as far as nedarim are concerned, there is a halacha that a neder is only chal on a davar sheyesh by mamish. And even though we find in the Gemara daf Tesvavim and Aleph that the Gemara says that even though min haTorah nedarim are only chal on a davar sheyesh by mamish, still madrabanan. There is an iser bal yachel, even if one was neider b'davar shein by mamish, which is how the Rishonim, for example, b'ravam and ohar, and the Yesh Mefarshim and the Meiri explain the shita of the Rambam and the shita of Tosfos. Still, the Ritva goes on to say that is only by a full-fledged neder. Only by a full-fledged neder do we say that even if one was neider b'davar shein by mamish, still there is an iser bal yachel madrabanan. But as far as our Gemara is concerned, that it is only a yad of a neder, even though it is a yad hameichiach that he is referring to dibur, as far as a yad of a neder, one does not have the iser drabanan. That if one said a yad of a neder in reference to davar shein bei mamish, he will not be aser midrabanan. Now, before we explain the machlokes between the Ritva and Tosfos, if a yad of a neder be davar shein bei mamish has the same iser drabanan as a full-fledged neder or not, I would like to go back to the Iker Machlekes between Tosfos and the Rosh. Again, the Rambam and Tosfos understand that as far as Dibur, by saying Mudan Yomcha is a Yad HaMeichiach, that he is referring to Dibur. The Rosh, on the other hand, proves that it cannot possibly be that Mudan Yomcha is a Yad HaMeichiach, that he is referring to Dibur, since had Mudan Yomcha been Yad HaMeichiach, that he is referring to Dibur, how can our Gemara possibly say that according to the Mandamar that a Yad She'ein HaMeichiach is a Yad, then he becomes Aser Ba'ana? If there is a Chacha that he is referring to Dibur, how can we possibly say that Midin Yad She'ein HaMeichiach have a Yad, then he becomes Aser Ba'ana? So again we have Machlokes between the Rosh and Tosfos and the Rambam, if Mudan Yomcha is a Yad HaMeichiach that he is referring to Dibur, which as Rav Raman Ohar explains and so too is Mashma and the Rashba, is dependent upon the Gersa in our Gemara. Our Gersa is, Avo Amar Mudan Yemecho Mashma Damar Aser, my time on Mudan Yemecho Lemeshtina Badach Mashma. From our Gersa, Ocher one sees, like the Shita of the Rambam and Tosfos, that Mudan Yemecho is Mashma, that he will not talk to him. And that is the Mashmos of Mudan Yemecho. And therefore, Mudan Yemecho is Yad HaMeichiach, that he's referring to Dibur. On the other hand, the Rashba's Gersa is that my time on Mudan Yomcha Dilma Loy Mishdina Badach Mashma. Maybe Mudan Yomcha is referring to Dibur, and therefore there is no Yad HaMechiach that he means to say Iser Hana. But it is not a Yad HaMechiach that he means Dibur. But rather, there are two ways how to explain Modern Yom Mecha. It could be Modern Yom Mecha is referring to Iser Hana, or it could be Modern Yom Mecha is referring to an Iser Dibur. And for that reason, it is not a Yad HaMechiach that he means to say Iser Hana. But it is also not a Yad HaMechiach that he is referring to an Iser Dibur. Now let's go on to the Rosh's Raya. The Rosh proves from our Gemara that one cannot possibly say that Modern Yom Mecha is Yad HaMechiach that he is referring to Dibur, since our Gemara says that according to the Mandama Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad, then by saying Modern Yom Mecha he becomes Aser Ba'ana. From there one sees, as the Rosh says, that Modern Yom Mecha is more Mashma Isra Na than it is Mashma Isra Dibur. From the Rosh one sees the following Chiddush. From the Rosh one sees that the Rosh understands that there is a Mandomer who says that Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad is only if there is a Mashmos to that way. And even though that Mandomer understands one does not need an actual Echacha to that way, but still one needs that his Yad is Mashma that way. Without any Mashmos, then everyone agrees that a Yad She'ini Mashma Loi Havya Yad. The whole machlokes between the mandamer Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad or Yad She'ini Mechiach Loi Havya Yad is a machlokes if mashmos is enough, or one needs more than a mashmos, one needs an actual hechacha. And for that reason, the Rosh understands that in order for us to say that when someone says Modern Yom Mecha according to the mandamer Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad, that he becomes Aser Ba'ana, is only if Modern Yom Mecha is Mashma Isra Ana. If Modern Yom Mecha would not be Mashma Isra Ana, if Modern Yom Mecha would have one of two Mashmos and could be Mashma either Isra Ana or Isra Dibur, then even according to Madama Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad, he would not be Aser at all. From the stimos of the Lashon Haran and the Lashon Rashba, it is Mashma that Modern Yom Mecha has no Mashmos one way more than the other. When someone says Modern Yom Mecha, it is not more Mashma Isra Hana than Isra Dibur. And still the Gemara says that according to Mandama Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad, that by saying Modern Yom Mecha, he will become Aser Ba'ana. In other words, one does not need a Mashmos according to Mandama Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad. This Machlokes, if one needs a Mashmos according to Mandama Yad She'ini Mechiach Havya Yad or not, is a chayr dependent in the Gersa of the Gemara Nazar Daf Beis Mer Beis. We find two Gersois in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ha'imer Ehei Hareza Nazar. Omar Shmuel V'hu Shaya Nazar Oiver Lefonav. That we say, that if someone said Ehei Hareza Nazar, is only if there was a Nazar passing in front of him when he said Ehei. Now, there are two Gersois in the Gemara. One Gersa in the Gemara is, Leima De Kesavar Shmuel Yadayim She'ein Meichiches Loi Havin Yadayim. By saying a hey, there is a Yad She'ini Mechiach that he means to mekava on himself Nazirus. From that Shmuel said, that the only time we say a hey, I raise a Nazir is only by Nazir over Lefonav, is because Shmuel holds a Yad She'ini Mechiach Loi Havya Yad. And for that reason Shmuel needs that the Nazir is over Lefonav in order for the Yad to be considered a Yad HaMechiach. That is one Gersa in the Gemara. The other Gersa in the Gemara is, Leima kesavar Shmuel yadayim she'enei mechiches loy havin yadayim. On that, the Gemara answers, I know there is no raya. That Shmuel said that one needs nazar over ofonav is not in order to make a hay into yad mechiach, but rather had a nazar nap in over ofonav, it will not even be a yad she'enei mechiach. And therefore one needs a nazar over ofonav in order for the Yad to at least be considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach. So again, we have a machlokes between the two Gersoyes. If someone says a hey, in a case that a Nazir is not a Ivo Afonav, is it considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach, or is it not even considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach? Well, here the machlokes is based upon the previous Tutsadon that we mentioned before. In order to be considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach, does one need a mashmos one way more than the other? Or even if there is no mashmos one way more than the other, still we will say the Yad She'enei Mechiach is a Yad. If we are to understand that the only time we say the Ad Sheni Mechiach Havi Yad is only if there is a Mashmos, for that reason the Gemara says that a Hey is only considered a Yad Sheni Mechiach if one has a Nazir Oivu Afanav, and therefore one cannot prove from that that Shmuel said that one needs a Nazir Oivu Afanav, that Shmuel holds a Yad Sheni Mechiach Wei Havi Yad. On the other hand, if we are to say that one does not need a Mashmos, then even without a Nazir Oivu Afanav, a Hey will be considered a Yad Sheni Mechiach. The Ramban, on the other hand, in Kedushin Daf Hei Mabeis, and so too we find in other Rishenim, understand that even according to the Gersa of the Gemara, that one needs Nazir Oivu Afanav in order to be considered a Yad Mechiach, and even without a Nazir Oivu Afanav, a Hey is still considered a Yad Sheni Mechiach, is not because one does not need a Mashmos according to the Mandamer Yad Sheni Mechiach Havia Yad. But rather, according to everyone, one needs a mashmos in order for us to say Yad She'enei Mechiach Havya Yad. As Rashba proves from our Gemara that one sees in our Gemara from that our Gemara says, that Meruchkani Memcha is not a Yad. From there one sees that one needs a mashmos in order to be considered a Yad, even according to Mandamar, the Yad She'enei Mechiach Havya Yad. And therefore the Ramban and other Yishenim go on to say that even according to the Gersa of the Gemara, that a Hey, even without a Nazir Oivu Afanav is a Yad Sheni Mechiach, is only because there is a Mashmos that he means to Mekabel on himself Nazirus, even though there is no Nazir Oivu Afanav. So before we explain the Ramban's Raya from our Gemara, again we have a tremendous Machlekes HaRishenim, if one needs a Mashmos in order to have the Halacha that a Yad Sheni Mechiach is Havya Yad. The Rambam and Tesis go a step further. The Rambam and Tesis both understand that even though Mudani Yomcha is more Mashma Isser Dibur, since, as the Rambam and Tesis understand, that Mudani Yomcha is Yad Meichiach, that he's referring to Dibur, still, it is possible for him to become Aser Ba'na according to Mandamer Yad She'ini Meichiach Wa Yavi Yad. In other words, not only do we say the Yad She'ini Meichiach Havi Yad even without a Mashmos, and even if there is no mashmos more one way than the other, we still say Yad Sheni Mechiach Havi Yad. But even if there is more mashmos that he is referring to Isser Dibur, we can still apply the halacha of Yad Sheni Mechiach Havi Yad, and it is possible for him to become Aser Ba'ana. Now, before we explain the Machlekes HaRishenim, I would like to first explain the Ramban's Raya. Again, the Ramban proves from our Gemara that the Mandamer that says Yad Sheni Mechiach Havi Yad is only if there is a Mashmos. And the Ramban proves that from that in our Gemara says Meruchkani Memcha is not even a Yad Sheni Mechiach. The obvious to me on the Ramban is that our Gemara says Meruchkani Memcha is a Yad Sheni Mechiach. So to explain the Ramban, one has to say that the Ramban is referring to our Gemara's Havamina. Again, as we mentioned before, our Gemara Shakwa Vataria is a Shakwa Vataria how to understand Modern Yimcha Mavrashani Mimcha Meruchkani Mimcha. The Gemara and the Havamina understood that Modern Yimcha Meruchkani Mimcha Mavrashani Mimcha is not even a Yad She'enei Mechiach. Our Gemara L'maskona is Mechadesh that Modern Yimcha Mavrashani Mimcha Meruchkani Mimcha is considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach. The Ramban's Raya is a Chayav from our Gemara's Havamina. From that, our Gemara has a Havamina that Modern Yimcha Mavrashani Mimcha Meruchkani Mimcha is not even considered a Yad Sheni Mechiach. From there, the Ramban proves that in order to be considered a Yad Sheni Mechiach, one needs a Mashmos. And since there is no Mashmos, for that reason, it is considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach. But now one has to know, according to our Gemara's Maskana is that Modern Yimcha Mavrashani Mimcha Meruchkani Mimcha is a Yad Sheni Mechiach. And while our Gemara did not change in Mashmos, and still our Gemara understands that it is considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach. So again, how can the Ramban prove from our Gemara that one needs a Mashmos in order to be considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach? While to explain the Ramban's Raya, one has to say as follows, that the Ramban understands that in order to be considered a Yad She'enei Mechiach, one needs that his Lashon is Mashma Isser. As long as his Lashon is Mashma Isser, even though there is no more Mashmos, which Isser he means to Mekabel upon himself, still we can apply the Halacha of Yad She'enei Mechiach. The Gemara Shakov Etarya, if Modani Memcha Mufreshani Memcha Meruchkani Memcha, is a Yad She'enei Mechiach or not, is dependent if Mudun Yemcham of Roshani Yemcham or Rokhani Yemcham is Mashma a Loshen Isser or not. The Gemara and the Havmina understood that there is no Mashmos that he means to Mekab on himself an Isser. And for that reason, our Gemara and the Havmina understood that it is not even a Yad She'ene Mechiach. The Gemara in the Maskana is Mechadish that he means to Mekab on himself Isser. There is a Mashmos that he means to Mekab on himself Isser. Just we happen to not know which Isser does he mean to Mekabo upon himself. And therefore we can apply the halacha of Yad She'ene Mechiach. That, the Ramban says, that the only time a hay will make one into another is only if there is a mashmos. That with a hay he means to Mekabo upon himself Naziros, is because otherwise a hay is not a Loshen Shal Naziros whatsoever. Only if there is a mashmos will we say that a hay is a Loshen Shal Naziros. And that is what the Ramban proves from our Gemara, that without a mashmos that he means to Mekabo upon himself in Israel, we cannot apply the halacha of Yad Shein Mechiach Hav Yad, and so too we cannot apply the halacha of Yad Shein Mechiach Hav Yad as far as Nazirus is concerned. So again, from the Ramban one sees that the Ramban understands one needs a mashmos in order for us to apply the halacha of Yad Shein Mechiach Hav Yad is only that one needs a mashmos that his Loshen is a Loshen Shel Neder, that his Loshen is a Loshen that he's being Mekaba upon himself in Isser. Now, let us go back to the Ikar Machlekes HaRishenim, if according to Madam Yachin Mechiach Hav Yad, if one needs a Mashmos or not. L'chira, the basis of the Machlekes HaRishenim is a fundamental Machlekes as far as how to understand Yad Shein Mechiach Hav Yad. Is the Pshat that we look at a person who said a Yad of a Neder as if he said a complete Neder, and even though he did not explicitly say out his entire Neder, still we say that by saying just the Yad of a Neder, that is enough for us to consider as if he said a complete Neder. Is that the Pshat? Or is the Pshat that no? Even without one saying a complete Neder, as long as there is a Bitei Svasayim, that he expressed that he wants him a Kaba upon himself in Isser, then we can complete his Neder B'tziruf with his Machshava, B'tziruf with his Dvarim Shebalev. This Shaila, as far as how to understand Yad of a Neder, according to Madam Yad Sheni Mechiach, is the basis of the previous Machlekes HaRishenim. The Rosh understands that we say that a Yad of a Neder is considered like a Neder is only because we see in his Yad of a Neder as if he said a complete Neder. But that is only if there is a Mashmos in the Yad that he said that lends room for us to complete his Neder. If there is no Mashmos in his Yad, then we cannot possibly go and see as if he said a complete Neder. And for that reason, the Rosh understands that one needs a Mashmos in his Yad of a Neder in order for us to say that a Yad of a Neder is considered like a Neder. Rambam and Tesis on the other hand argue, and the Rambam and Tesis understand that once there was a Bitei Svasayim, once he expressed an Isser, then now together with his Dvarim Shebalev, one can complete his Neder. But the Neder is completed Bitziruf his Dvarim Shebalev. And therefore, even if there is no Mashmos, which is Mashma that he means to Mekabo upon himself in Isra'ana, since Modern Yomcha is Yad HaMechiach that he means Dibor and not Hana, but still, if he knows that he meant to Mekabo upon himself in Isra'ana, Bitziruf his Dvarim Shebalev, the Yad Sheini Mechiach will be considered a Neder. Since again, one does not need any mashmos for us to say that with his Yad of a Neder, we see as if he said a complete Neder. According to the mashmos of the Ran and the Rashba, and so to the Shita of the Ramban, L'chaira one can say that according to the Man D'Omer, the Yad She'enei Mechiach Hav Yad, as long as one said a Lashon which is Mashma Isser, even though there is no mashmos, which Isser he means to Mekabo upon himself, we will apply the halacha of the Mishnah later on in Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that the Mishnah says, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, that if one has a Neder, and there are two ways how to explain one's Neder, then we say, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir. And so too over here, according to Madam Yad, She'enei Meichiach, since one has a Lashon which is Mashma Isser, for that reason we will say, Stam Nedarim Lahachmir, and he will be osur in anything that could possibly be included in his neder. That we explained that according to the Rambam and Tosfos, the way Yad Neder works is that we say that as long as one has a bitzos vasayim, then we can mitzaref his dvarim shebelev in order to create a neder, and so too that we explains according to the Ramban and Rashba, that as long as there is a Lashon Shel Isser, then we apply the halacha of Stam Nedarim L'Achmer, is L'Chaira only according to the man D'Omar, who understands a Yad She'einu Mechiach is a Yad. According to the man D'Omar, who says a Yad She'einu Mechiach is not a Yad, that is L'Chaira because that man D'Omar understands that in order to be considered a Neder, one needs to express the entire Neder, which the Gemara Amar Beis explains that the Makar, the Mandama, the Yad, and Mechiach, Loi HaVeyad, is based on that we worn out Ma Nezirus Ba'afa, Fiyodes Nezirus Ba'afa, that in order to be considered a Neder, one needs Afa, one needs to express his entire Neder. That Yad HaMechiach works, is because we say that since there is a Chacha in the Yad that he said, to his entire Neder, therefore we see in his Yad as if he expressed his entire Neder. According to the Rosh, on the other hand, the machlokes between the mandamer yad sheni mechiach havi yad or loy havi yad is a machlokes if mashmos is enough or one needs more than just a mashmos. One needs a chacha, which is again based on the drasha of afwa. According to the Rosh, everyone agrees that one needs to see the entire nether in his yad. The whole machlokes is if mashmos is enough for us to see the entire nether in his yad, or one needs more than a mashmos, one needs a chacha. Now, let's go back to that the Ritva argues on the Rambam and Tosfos. Again, the Ritva says that even if Mudarni Heimecha is a Yad HaMechiach to Dibor, still he will not become Aser in Dibor, since Dibor is a Dover Shein by Mamish. And even though we find that as far as Nedarim are concerned, if someone was Neider B'Dover Shein by Mamish, he is Aser Medrabanan, but that is only by a complete Neder, not by a Yad of a Neder. From the Ritva L'Chaira, one sees the following two Chidushim. First of all, the Ritva understands that we say that Medrabanan, there is an Iser B'Dover Shein by Mamish, is not because Medrabanan, we say that there is no problem with the fact that he was Neder B'Dover Shein by Mamish, and therefore one has the regular Parsha of Nedarim. But rather, the Ritva understands that Rabbanon were Mechadesh and new Isser. As the Baron Yafin explains in Simon Yud Beis, that Rabbanon were Mechadesh, that there is a new Isser for someone to be over on their Dibur. And for that reason, even though they were Neder B'Dover Shein Bei Mamish, and a Neder B'Dover Shein Bei Mamish is not considered a Neder, but Rabbanon were Mechadesh and new Isser. Rabbanon were Mechadesh and Isser that one cannot be over on what one said. And therefore, the Ritva understands that even though when someone said Mudarni Mecha is Yad HaMechiach, that he's referring to Dibur, but still there is no full-fledged Dibur that he means to Aser himself B'Dibur. And therefore, we cannot apply the halacha that there is an Iser Midrabanan if one was Neider B'Dover Shein Bei Mamish. Since again, the Yisoid of that Iser Rabbanan is that Rabbanon said that one cannot be over on what he said. That is only if one actually said that he is Aser B'Dover Shem Mamish by Yad, even if the Yad is considered a Yad HaMechiach, it is still not considered a complete Dibur. And therefore we cannot apply the Iser Drabbanon B'Dover Shem by Mamish. So from the Ritva one sees that even by Yad HaMechiach, even a Yad HaMechiach is not considered a complete Dibur. And so do we find in the Ritva later on in Daf Yudah Amud Aleph, that the Ritva says the following chiddush. The Ritva says the leika din hatvasa b'davar sheneser al yidei yadeis, that if someone assered something with a parasha of yad of a neder, he cannot come be matvis in that iser. Baruch Berenberg Hashmos from Beis Yisalf explains that one sees in the Ritva that the Ritva understands that a yad of a neder is not a regular neder. As the Baruch Ber says, Lo chashivi dover haneser al yad, kedover hanoder, oi kedover hamushpa, Lo mehani yad rak v'yischolin nedorim al yidei yodes. In other words, that we say, that there is a parasha of yodes nedorim, is not that we say that if one said a yad of a neder, we see as if he made an actual neder. but rather if one said a yad of a nether, the Torah goes and asers whatever he made a yad of a nether on. But again, one cannot be matvis in that davar ha'aser, since that davar ha'aser is not considered a davar hanader. Only something which became aser with a person creating an iser with his nether is considered a davar hanader, for us to say that one can be matvis in that davar hanader. So again, one sees in the Ritva that a yad of a nether, even by yad mechiach, is not considered a regular nether, is not considered a complete dibur of nether, but rather it is a new parsha of Yodes Nedarim. Even though he did not say a complete dibur of nether, still, whatever he made a yad of a nether about becomes aser. Now let's go a step further. We find in the Maritz and Kiddushin that the Maritz has the following shaila. According to the Mandamer, that we say the yad of a nether is a nether is only if the yad is mechiach. What is the halacha if there is no hechacha from the lashon that he said? If the whole hechacha is from something outside what he said, do we say that still the yad is considered a yad mechiach, since at the end of the day we have a hechacha, or not? For example, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, if someone says hareat mekudashes, and he did not say li, that lashon of areyat mekudashes is considered a yad she'ene mechiach. What is the halacha if he said areyat mekudashes to an isha that was meshudaches loy? If they already made shiduchin, and then he said areyat mekudashes, from the lashon itself of areyat mekudashes, the lashon itself is a yad she'ene mechiach. Do we say that since the lashon itself is a yad she'ene mechiach, even though she is his meshudaches, we say the halacha is yad she'ene mechiach loy have a yad, or do we say no, that since she is his meshudaches, and therefore from the fact that she is his meshudaches, that itself is a hechacha, that he means he mekadesh her, even though he said a lashon of areyat mekudashes, still we say that it is considered a yad mechiach, and a yad mechiach is a yad. The Maritz goes on to say that a yad ha-mechiach has to be mechiach from the lashon itself. If there is no echacha from the lashon itself, then it has a halacha of a yad she'ene mechiach, which is not a yad. The Ran brings raya from that we see in the Ran later on in the Vav Amud Aleph. The Ran explains that our Gemara says, V'rava Omar, ano da'amri afilu rabbanon. I that say that a yad she'ene mechiach is not considered a yad is even according to rabbanon, even though rabbanon say that a gufa shall get is just by saying areyat muteres l'chol adam, even without saying v'dein, even though l'chira, if one did not say v'dein, it is a yad she'ene mechiach, is because that we do not need yadayim mechichas is only as far as get is concerned. Dein adam megaresh es eshes chaveray. Duran explains that from our Gemara one sees that even though there is a chacha from that, in other megarish as eishas chaveray, still the Gemara refers to the yad as a yad she'ene mechiach. As the Ran says, v'liyas hishaper, d'vaday hayadayim ba'atzmon, einoi mechicha sheyehehu megarsha, elo sho'inyin mechiach mitzad atzmi shu megarsha. And since there is no chacha from the lashon, for that reason our Gemara refers to the yad as a yad she'ene mechiach. From the Ran's explanation of our Gemara, the Maritz says that one sees that in order to be considered a yad mechiach, one needs a hechacha from the actual lashon. The Avnei Miluim and Simon Chav Zayin Siv Katan Yadal asks the following to me on the Maritz: how can the Maritz possibly prove from the Ran that in order to be considered a yad mechiach, one needs a hechacha from the actual lashon? If so, how does one understand that the Rabbanan say that Kufay Shoget Areyat Muteres HaKol Adam, even without saying V'dein Dihava Chiminoi? Even though there is a Echacha from the fact that Ein Adam Megarish HaSeishas Chaveray, but still, since there is no Echacha from the Lashon itself, we should say that a Yad She'ene Mechiach is not a Yad. So Echira, to answer the Maritz, one has to say as follows, that there is a fundamental difference between Gerishin and Nidarim, and between Gerishin and Kiddushin. By Gerishin, there is no halacha that one needs an actual lashon shel Gerishin. By Gerishin, all one needs is a chacha. One needs a proof that he is planning on being megarish his isha with this get. And therefore, any chacha works. Even a chacha that's not a chacha from his actual lashon, but as long as we have a proof that he is planning on being megarish his isha with his gets, then his geirishin is a geirishin. But that is only as far as geirishin is concerned. As far as kiddushin and nedarim, that there is a halacha of a lashin, that one needs a lashin, then one needs a chacha from his actual dibur. Only if there is a chacha from his actual dibur, do we see as if he said a complete lashin shal neder, a complete lashin shal kiddushin. And for that reason, the Marit understands that if someone said Hareat Mukudeshes to an Isha that was his Meshudeches, even though there is a Chacha Minachotz, but since there is no a Chacha from the Lashon that he said, therefore we say that his Lashon is considered a Yad She'ine Mechiach, and he did not say a Lashon Shal Kiddushin. Even though we know that his intentions are to Mekadesh his Isha, but that's not enough, since one needs a Lashon Shal Kiddushin. That the Marit brings a raya from the Ran, that in order to be considered Yad HaMechiach, one needs a Chacha from the Lashon itself, is because the Marit had the following Shaila. The Marit had the following Safik. That we say that there is a Mandomer who holds a Yad She'ine Mechiach while you have your Yad, is the Pshat. That since there is no Chacha for that reason, there is no Lashon Shal Neder whatsoever, and so too there is no Lashon Shal Kiddushin whatsoever, is that the Pshat in the Mandamar Yad Sheni Mechiach Lo Yehavya Yad? Or is the Pshat that even according to Mandamar the Yad Sheni Mechiach Lo Yehavya Yad, even a Yad Sheni Mechiach is a Lashon Shal Neder, a Lashon Shal Kiddushin? Just there is an extra halacha that besides for the Lashon Shal Neder, Lashon Shal Kiddushin, one needs a Chacha. But the Lashon Shal Neder, and so too the Lashon Shal Kiddushin one has regardless if there is a Chacha or not. Just there is a separate halacha that besides for the Lashon Shal Neder, Lashon Shal Kiddushin, one needs a Chacha. Had that been the case, then even if there is no a Chacha from the Lashon itself, still, since one said a Lashon Shal Kiddushin, a Lashon Shal Neder, and one has a Chacha, even though the Chacha is not from the Lashon itself, the Kiddushin would be a Kiddushin. And for that reason, the Marit brought a raya from the Ran that one sees in the Ran, that even though there is a Chacha Menachot, there is an outside a Chacha, the Lashon remains a Yad She'enoi Mechiach. Therefore, as far as Nedarim and Kiddushin, such a Yad will not help. The Rashba on the other end who argues, and the Rashba who explains that the Gemara says, Ad kan lekamri rabbanan doibinin yadayim mechiches, is lav dafka, since the Yad is considered a Yad Mechiach. With that we say, Eino de Megarish Haseishas Chaveroi, is because the Rashba understands that there is a mandomer that says Yad Sheni Mechiach Lo Yehavya Yad is not because there is anything missing in the Lashon. The Lashon, even a Yad Sheni Mechiach, is considered a Lashon. Just there is a separate halacha that one needs a Chacha, and therefore a Chacha Veinodem Megarish Haseishas Chaveroi is enough for us to consider the Yad as a Yad Mechiach. And therefore a Chacha Menachot will help as far as Kiddushin and Adorim as well. And so too one sees in the Rashba that we mentioned before, the Rashba says that if someone says Mudarni Mecha in a case of Mesarvim by Lecho, then it will be considered a Yad HaMechiach, even though there is no Echacha from the Lashon itself, the whole Echacha is from that they are Mesarvim by Lecho, still it will be considered a Yad HaMechiach, and it will help even as far as Nedarim are concerned. That the Rashba understands, that even according to Mandamar that one needs a Yad HaMechiach, but still the Lashon is considered a Lashon, even if the Yad is Ein HaMechiach, so too one sees in the Tshuvas HaRashon Kvalam and Hei, and the Goyin and Bir Agrasim and Chav Zayin, who bring down Meshem their aim the following Teretz, the Ran's Kasha. The Ran asks from that we find in the Gemara in Gittin Daf Chavav Med Aleph, the Mishnah says, HaKosev Tov Se Gittin Tzorech Sheniach Mokem HaIsh, Omer Shmuel v'tzorech she'niach mokem hareat muteres v'kol adam. The Ran asks that not only should he have to leave out the words hareat muteres v'kol adam, but according to Shmuel he should have to leave out the words of v'dein. Since according to Shmuel, one needs v'dein, since Shmuel holds yad she'enei mechiach is not a yad. The Reim answers the Kasha by saying that even according to Shmuel, who holds a yad she'enei mechiach is not a yad, but still, V'dein is not considered part of the get. V'dein is just a Chacha. V'dein is not considered part of the actual Lashon of the get. And since V'dein is only a Chacha, for that reason, V'dein does not need to be written with Shema. only the get itself needs to be written Rishma. The Ran, on the other hand, who argues on the Rashba, and understands that according to the Mandamer, that a Yad She'ini Mechiach is not a Yad, is because there is something missing in the Lashon that one needs in order to be considered a Neder. For that reason, the Ran understands that according to Shmuel, just like Shmuel understands, that Harei Muteres needs to be written Rishma, so too Vidain will also have to be written Rishma, since Vidain is considered part of the Lashon of the Get. So again, we have a tremendous machlokes harishonim as far as how to understand the Manda Omer, the Yad, Sheinu Mechiach, Lo Yavi Yad, is the Pshat, that we are missing in the Lashon of the Neder as long as the Yad is a Yad, Sheinu Mechiach. Or do we say no, that there is nothing missing in the Lashon of the Neder, just there is a separate halacha, that besides for the Lashon of the Neder that one needs a Haychacha as well. The Ran again understands that according to Mandam Yad Shein Mechiach Lo Yehavi Yad, we are missing in the Lashon of the Neder. On the other hand, the Rashba understands that even according to Mandam Yad Shein Mechiach Lo Yehavi Yad, we are not missing the Lashon of the Neder, but rather there is a new halacha that one needs haychacha. Besides for the Lashon of the Neder, one needs haychacha. And that haychacha could be independent of the Lashon of the Neder. Now getting back to the Rashba that we mentioned in the beginning of this year. Again, the Rashba explains that according to our Gemara's Maskana, that the Braisa says that if someone says Muda Nimemcha, he becomes Aser, is referring to a case of Mesarvim Bailacho, that then the Yad is considered a Yad which is Muchach. As is Mefurish in the Rashba, that our Gemara understands, that since we are talking about a case of Mesarvim Bailacho, therefore Muda Nimemcha works, is only according to the Gemara's Maskana that Muda Nimemcha is considered a Yad. And even though Muda Nimemcha is considered a Yad which is not Muchach, still, since it is Mesarvim Bailacho, now the Yad is considered a Yad which is Muchach. On the other hand, according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Muda Nimemcha was not even considered a Yad, Mesarvim Bailacho will not help. L'chaira, the explanation in the Rashba is that the Rashba understands that we say Mesarvim Bailacho works, even though Mesarvim Bailacho is not a Haychacha from the Lashon itself, but rather it is a haychacha from outside the Lashon, is only once we consider Mudra Nimemcha as a Yad. And therefore, even according to Mandamer, that a Yad which is not Muchach does not work, but still he understands that a Yad which is not Muchach is considered a Yad, is considered a Lashon of a Neder. And therefore, a haychacha from outside the Lashon will also work. On the other hand, according to the Gemara's Havamina, that Mudra Nimemcha is not even considered a Yad, is not considered a Lashon of a Neder. For that reason, Mesarvim Bailacho, which is not a Haychacha from the Lashon itself, cannot possibly work. Only if one would have a Haychacha from the Lashon itself, could we say that even though it itself is not a Lashon of a Neder, still, since it is Muchach from what he said, it is considered as if he is being Neder. But now one has to understand, both according to the Rashba and the Ran, what is the Pshat in that the Gemara says that just like Yad, which is not Muchach, does not help for Get, so to a Yad, which is not Muchach, does not help for Nedarim. Even if a Yad, which is not Muchach, would help for Get, still it should not help for Nedarim. Either because, as the Ran understands, that there is Allah as far as Nedarim, that one needs a Lashon of a Neder, and as long as a Yad is not Muchach, it is not considered a Lashon of a Neder, which that problem we don't have by Get. Or, according to the Rashba, that even if the Yad is considered a Yad, even if by Nedarim, a Yad She'inoi Muchach is considered a Lashon of a Neder, but still there is a special halacha by Nedarim that one needs a Haychacha besides for a Lashon of a Neder. So to answer this kasha, here we have to say, as Reb Aaron says, based on that we said before, that the machlekes between the two mandamrim, if a Yad which is not Muchach works for a Neder or not, is a machlokes if a mashmos is enough, or one needs more than a mashmos. One needs a haychacha gemura. In other words, everyone agrees that one needs some level of a haychacha to be considered a neder. The only machlokes is, what level of a haychacha does one need? Is a mashmos enough of a haychacha, or one needs more than just a mashmos? This machlokes is a universal machlokes. Wherever there is a halacha of a haychacha, what level of mashmos does one need in order to be considered a haychacha? And for that reason, our Gemara understands that just like there's a machlokes as far as nedarim, if a yad which is not muchach but has a mashmos is considered enough of a ichacha to be a neder, so too we'll have the same machlokes as far as gittin. By gittin, there is a halacha that one needs a ichacha, that the Baal's intentions are to megarish his isha with this get. In order to be considered a ichacha, what the Baal's intentions are, is a mashmos enough, or one needs more than a mashmos? And for that reason, our Gemara understands that according to Yehuda, that just by saying Hareya Muteres V'chol Adam is not enough, but rather one has to say V'dein. For that reason, Rabbi Yehuda understands that so too by Nedarim, a mashmos is not enough, but rather one needs a Ichacha Gemura. But that is only if one understands that even according to the Mandamer that says that a Yad, which is not Muchach, is considered a Yad, but still one needs a mashmos. As we said before, Beshitas HaRosh. So now we see that the Ran and the Rashba also agree to the Rosh, that one needs a mashmos. But as we said before, the Rambam and Tosfos both understand that even without any mashmos, we still say that there is halacha, that a yad which is namuchach is considered a yad. If so, again, one has to understand, what is the Gemara comparing gittin to nedarim? So according to the Rambam and Tosfos, one has to say that the Rambam and Tosfos both understand that by gittin, there is also halacha of lashon. One has to say a lashon of geirushin. And just like as we said before, according to the Maritz, there is a halacha that one needs a lashon of kiddushin. In order for the kiddushin to be considered kiddushin, so too one needs a lashon of geirushin in order for the geirushin to be considered a geirushin. And for that reason, our Gemara understands that the same machlokes that we have as far as nedarim, if a yad which is namuchach is considered a lashon of a nether or not, so too as far as gittin we have the same machlokes. Is a yad which is namuchach, is that considered a lashon of geirushin or not? That is ochira, how one has to explain our Gemara according to the Rambam and Tosfos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.